modern novelists and dramatists present to us the world as full of squalor, frustration, futility, and pointlessness. They say it does not make any sense. It is irrational. H.G. Wells said of the universe, quote, "Our universe is not merely bankrupt. There is no dividend at all. It has not simply liquidated, it is going clean out of existence, leaving not a rack behind. The attempt to trace a pattern of any sort is absolutely futile," unquote. These words were written 22 years ago. Since then, the literature of despair has multiplied enormously. Not only this, we witness the emergence of whole colonies of young men and women to whom the only meaning to be found in life is futility. Of course, there may be much in this modern literature to which we have referred that is morbid and nasty and even pornographic, but it would be a mistake to ignore it or treat it as unworthy of attention. There is a growing conviction on the part of many that contemporary life is basically unsatisfying and irrational, and this, in spite of the material benefits which have accrued to them, material benefits which are potentially unlimited, and which scientific technology has made increasingly available. Martin Esslin has written, quote, "There can be no doubt, for many intelligent and sensitive human beings, the world of the mid-20th century has lost its meaning and has simply ceased to make sense. Previously held certainties have dissolved. The firmest foundations for hope and optimism have collapsed. Suddenly man sees himself faced with a universe that is both frightening and illogical, in a word, absurd. All assurances of hope, all explanations of ultimate meaning have suddenly been unmasked as nonsensical illusions, empty chatter, whistling in the dark," unquote. Mr. Richard Kostolanyi has defined absurd literature as works that embody a very specific literary convention, a series of absurd, that is, nonsensical or ridiculous events that suggest the ultimate absurdity, the ultimate meaninglessness of human existence. So, according to this type of modern literature, the ultimate meaning of life is that it has no meaning. This type of negation is not new. M. Sartre's hero Roquentin was nauseated at the sight of a chestnut tree which kept on existing in spite of the fact that there was no reason for it. Sartre's characters seem to be, in spite of their unconventional behavior, real men in real situations. They try to make arbitrary decisions in order to assert their independence in what they conceive to be a lawless world. In the novel The Vatican Cellars by Guidi, Lefcadio murdered a man against whom he had no grievance simply in order to perform an entirely unconditioned and arbitrary act. This is not so fanciful as it might seem when one remembers Leopold and Lieb, who murdered a 14-year-old boy without any reason for doing so. This truly absurd literature, which is symptomatic of our age, does not discover meaninglessness. It accepts it and presents it as a theme. Take, for example, Ionesco's Armady, or How to Get Rid of It, in which a middle-aged couple have their bedroom occupied for 13 years by a cadaver which is immune from physical decay but continually increases in size. Here we have a symbolical portrayal of the world of common experience, and these examples by no means exhaust the absurdist literature which is coming from the press today. These writers, asserting as they do the meaninglessness and absurdity of the world, are neither frivolous nor cynical. Most of them are morally earnest. Hard as it may be to understand their viewpoint, they are sincere. Both Guidi and Sartre are utterly sincere. Both believe that it is in utterly sincere, though arbitrary acts, that any kind of moral significance can be brought to bear in a world that they find altogether contemptible and worthless. To them, a man faces a hostile world, and they adopt the attitude of heroic pessimism in which Lord Russell sees something noble. Quote, The challenge behind this message, he tells us, is anything but one of despair. It is a challenge to accept the human condition as it is, in all its mystery and absurdity, and to bear it with dignity, nobly, responsibly, precisely because there are no easy solutions to the mysteries of existence, because ultimately man is alone in a meaningless world. The shedding of easy solutions, of comforting illusions, may be painful, but it leaves behind a feeling of freedom and relief. And that is why, in the last resort, the theater of the absurd does not provoke tears of despair, but the laughter of liberation." Unquote. Of course, there is a great deal of modern literature which is not absurd. Not all modern writers would resort to the artifice of consigning their characters to garbage cans in order to convey their message. What is it that causes absurdism? We need not dismiss them as a pack of neurotics or drug addicts. The facts that some of them are may be significant. Absurdity comes from the process of secularization that has been going on apace and increasing in this modern world. In other words, if one tries to find ultimate meaning of the world within the world, he will fail. If he tries to find it wholly within himself, he will likewise fail. If he refuses to look for meaning anywhere else but himself and the world, and a neurosis develops, the neurosis will be the effect of his conclusion, not the cause of it. As E. L. Maskell has said, quote, "I believe that the moral anarchy which has become more and more a feature of our community, the violence, the sensuality, the rapacity, the duplicity, with the ever-present background of frustration and neurosis, is to be explained by the fact that so many of our contemporaries, both young and old, seek without success to find a meaning for life in the only place where their secularized environment has taught them to look for it, namely, in the world itself." Unquote. People will not behave themselves because they do not love God, and they are not likely to take up loving God as a means of behaving themselves. Meaning cannot be found within the world or in human history. Meaning must be conferred from without, from the Eternal Father. Secularization implies that men must seek meaning from within the world of sense and sight. It is unable to prompt them to look for significance in those unseen realms beyond time and space from which our Savior came. From a carnal point of view, there seems to be much evidence to support absurdity, but looked at from a spiritual perspective, things are never what they seem. The Christian accepts life and its frustrations and tragedies, and says with the ancient apostle, quote, "All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." Unquote. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this day for the spirit of faith and of a sound mind which has come to us through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us to spread abroad our faith and to confirm others therein. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.